the Ocean Podcast is back. NFL Sunday. Yost there. Mattson here. How are we doing today?
Not too bad, man. Just ready to rock out another podcast. Got a football game on the side. I don't watch the NFL, but here I am today because I feel like it's just as American as apple pie. So,
yeah, I was going to say it's your favorite sports time of the year. Not.
Yeah, I don't watch any football. But here I am. Got a game on in the background, so.
Yeah, I got one on as well. I got my Seahawks on. They're rolling right now, so we'll have a good pod. I'll just let it go off to the background. So
there you go.
We got lots to talk about today, man. I put about a million things down on the list, so I'm sure we won't get to all of them.
Right.
And I was gonna say, you know, we chatted on the last podcast. I'm not sure if we said it on the air or not, but I was hoping we were gonna get one in on Labor Day, but you and I both got busy, right. And then obviously going into that next week, it just happens. So it's good to be back. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, we're back and we're in business.
So
we got a sponsor today, I'm assuming.
I think we jump right in and give our podcast sponsor shout out today. So today's episode is brought to you by Narcissus Scissors. These scissors make me look damn good.
No, I feel like that one's going to hit 2% of the audience. But
that makes me laugh.
You do it for the guy. You do it for the guy in the back of the room. You know, you want the guy in the back of the room, like you want him to be like mid nacho or mid wing, sitting in the very back in the dark.
I want him to choke on that wing,
and he chokes and with a little chuckle, and then you can drop the mic and you're out of there. So
speaking of wings, I got a batch of wings on the smoker right now.
I'm assuming you paid an arm and a leg for those because I haven't seen wings since the beginning of July here.
I've had them actually. I had a bag frozen. I only had cooked half of them. So it was just like fortuitous.
Okay. Yeah. You were doomsday prepping.
Speaking of, I'm just going to keep jumping onto things that I accidentally said, but in the freezer. So we're in the market for another freezer, right? A bigger one, a deep freeze.
Okay.
Yep. Those suckers have gotten expensive.
Well, yeah, people need to prepare for the end of the world when the vaccine takes over all the people that are vaccinated and we just become zombies. Like, you're gonna have to store our meat somewhere so you can eat for the rest of the time in the apocalypse.
I swear, maybe it's just my. You're totally right, but when when we bought this littler chest freezer, it was like $200, or it was a gift, but it wasn't that expensive. And now a stand up freezer. Obviously bigger, but they're like $700 or $800.
Oh yeah.
I guess it's because the dollar's worth like very little anymore. But
yeah. I think anybody right now that's like planning on doing a project or just anything in general is like really, I don't know, it's just bad timing. But
yeah, do less.
Do nothing. Do when in doubt, just do what Yost does and just avoid all things. All things that require effort.
Speaking of a vaccine, just a real quick touch on it, and we don't have to stay on it forever. Do you think?
Yes.
The phrase sometimes, you should have said sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you think that the whole fully vaccinated thing is that phrase it basically goes away now, right?
Yeah, it's definitely like a, I don't know what you would say for like an 80% vaccination.
Because like fast forward 24 months. Somebody says I'm fully vaccinated. Does that mean they've had 7 shots? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's because nobody ever, you can't say the same thing about like the regular flu. You know what I mean? Not that I'm comparing the flu to the coronavirus for all the people out there, but you get the flu shot and like nobody walks around like hands on their hips, just smug and like, haha, I'm immune to the flu. Cause like sometimes you still catch it and it's the wrong variant and all that stuff. So I don't think fully vaccinated. Yeah, I think it was around for a minute, and then the Delta variant was like, yeah, you thought. So
it was so, yeah, it had so much use for like 3 months, and then now it's like, I don't think you can even, if you say that, you're just lying to yourself.
Right.
So
the numbers are interesting in the fact of like people that are in hospitals and intensive care and stuff like that, the vaccinated to non-vaccinated comparison is kind of interesting there, but it's all numbers, which anybody could put any numbers they want anywhere. Like, while we're at it, I'm 180 pounds. You know, numbers really don't mean anything right now. So
it's true.
We'll just go with that. But
I mean, the biggest there. Yeah. I mean, there's a order of magnitude difference, right? If you're in the hospital, whether you had the shot or not.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't looked to see. I still think the vast majority of those people are unhealthy, right?
I don't know. They're either unhealthy or they're clutching onto their MAGA hats as they're trying to breathe. That was rude. No, I think, I don't know. I don't know the numbers. Like, I think I saw something for like Lawrence County, like here in Spearfish, the monument numbers, and they don't, yeah, they need to, like, if it's like 80% are unvaccinated that are in the hospital right now, I need like BMIs. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, even though I hate that measurement, but I still need to, I mean, they, you know.
Where I was going to go with it is if you're fairly certain that you're at risk, a higher risk because of, you know, on being unhealthy, whether it's whatever, weight or pre-existing, like, and you still choose to not get it, that's kind of on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely, I mean,
at this point, it's on you to have it or not have it.
I'm definitely on the team of, like, it's your choice. Like, I don't rub it in people's faces that I have it. And I don't, you know, look down on people that don't have it.
Well, at least the president doesn't. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. I was going to say, I should run for presidency because I'm just the middle of the road guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I'd please to anybody, but maybe that's what we need in America, is just a guy who just is kind of like shrugs his shoulders at every conflict that comes up. Sir, half of the United States is on fire, the other half is underwater. Yeah.
Put them together. Yeah, even.
Just tip it in the direction of the fire and let the water put the rest out.
Problem solved.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, if I'm going to run for presidency just based off of my covered highway and interstate platform.
But so, yeah, you might as well. I mean, at least it's talking about something new.
Well, and it's just as useful as most of the other things that are brought up that never get done too. So
do you think, weigh in, but I think the country is going to get pretty interesting. I know your governor and our governor in Wyoming they're not too happy with that announcement last week. And I just think it's going to get kind of weird for a little bit. So
yeah, it's going to get, okay, so Saturday there was, for the people that don't know, was the 20-year anniversary of 9/11, which is, I watched a crazy documentary on it. I talked to you about it. It was like the most shocking footage I've seen of 9/11 and the stories and stuff. But then, of course, like, I dived down the rabbit hole of the false flag attacks that the government's known for, just being shady and doing shady stuff, and how that at one point was considered to be a inside job and stuff. And it's just reading different trends of, like, we're on the same path as we kind of were then, when we needed somebody to be angry at so that we could all get along for a little bit. And I don't know. So who knows what's going to come down the pipeline. As long as Thanksgiving and Christmas still happen, I'm fine. I want to throat some freaking brisket this Thanksgiving on. So I don't want to miss out on that. So let's just keep anything crazy away till then. So
just go get a freezer and get like 5 briskets and you'll be good.
The problem is like the brisket here, what a pivot to government conspiracies to the brisket.
Nobody has range like we do.
Yeah. Nobody can cover everything as shitty as we can. The problem with brisket here is it's super like high priced for really low quality.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like if it was lower quality and lower price, I'd be cooking brisket every day because I need to practice and I want to learn. But I don't want to cook a $90 brisket that's, you know, bottom tier cut and mess it up. So
you need a meat guy.
I think we have a meat guy in town, but I don't know him, which is surprising. He's probably heard stories about me through the food pipeline.
I know a meat guy over in Sundance. I can see if he wants to sell you a cow.
All right. See if he'll walk me a cow over here.
Yep. Lead it by the reins. So, do you put reins on a cow? God, I don't know anything about
it. You could absolutely ride a cow. I feel like riding a cow is easier than probably riding a bicycle.
It's probably true.
But I mean, we grew up in cow country for the most part, and I've never had any interactions with cows besides eating them. So I don't know. I don't know if it's easy to tame a cow. You know what I'm saying?
Mine have been limited to they got.
Are there wild cows? There's definitely wild cows, right?
I actually don't even know the answer to that. I feel like maybe not the way that we think of them.
Because
not like wild horses.
But that still blows my mind that there's wild horses. You know what I mean? Crazy. Like you see, we're so associated with seeing a horse and it's just like somebody's horse is loose that I refuse to believe that there's wild horses running around. I don't know.
They're out there.
That's my first thing as presidency is we're finding all unregistered horses and we're getting them domesticated. So
it says there are no wild cows anymore.
Okay.
All domestic cows on earth are descended from a single species of wild cow.
So there's no like wild cows in Africa, but mm-hmm. you know, it's like a different kind of cow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting. Learned something today.
Yep. Teaching the world.
Yeah.
So speaking of just, I'm going back to kind of conspiracy theory here and it's going to tie into one of my things, but, did you see last week and actually even the week before there was a lesser like news coverage of it? And when I say news coverage, I mean like some website on the internet that isn't mainstream at all, obviously, because we know what the news is talking about. But about the solar flares?
Yeah, I've seen a thing or two about a solar flare.
Did you read the story about how they have like, I was reading all about the grades, basically, like the strength of them and with the radiation. And there was like a serious minute there that they were thinking we could lose the internet for a little bit.
That'd be wild.
I was honestly like, that might be what we need.
That would be the thing that would break down our country though, because everybody would blame it on the other side.
That's probably true.
The damn Democrats took down our internet. But honestly, it's at the point where like something like that could be seen as a weird government thing that they had no control of and just enough to shake the apple cart and just make life crazy. Like it's completely out of our hands, but people would still be like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Biden supporters that did that.
Somebody would point some fingers for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Elon Musk is getting a finger pointed at him. Putin's getting a finger pointed at him. Yeah. Australia is literally
not letting their people. Yeah. What is happening in Australia?
Well, here's the thing I think about is what's happening in Australia isn't being talked about in America because I think they're prepping America for that.
That's not going to go well.
I actually don't believe that. I'm not that kind of person, but I have seen articles talking about that. So
the people that don't know like the Cliff Notes version of Australia are like they basically are in like a military like style lockdown that where you're allowed to be like outside your house for it's like I don't know the exact number, but it's like it's under 2 hours or under 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And you can only go shopping for like a certain amount of time.
And when you walk into the establishment, you have to register, like show that you're there, the time, like your ID and everything. And then when you leave too. And I think there's a limit on how far you can go too.
So. There is. You can only go, it's a radius from your home. And then if you're caught or you're seen outside your allowed time, they're fining people, arresting people. Like they're flying like helicopters and stuff over towns. Yeah. And it's wild, man. That'd be crazy.
Well, and it's interesting too, because Australia, I think New Zealand handled it like probably the best out of any country, but Australia I thought was like doing okay. I guess I didn't know that it was like popping off really bad again, but. Cause like New Zealand, like they went like they didn't have any cases like all year basically, and then they got one and they shut everything down again. And as far as I know, they're doing fine. So, but they also they're a different government, obviously, but they were paying people to not leave their house. Like everybody in the country, they're like, here's $3,000, don't move. So,
that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
I mean that literally. I don't know it. Is that did it work though? Cause like, I'm just trying to pull up some actual information on facts about the thing, but they're basically saying that it hasn't slowed it down.
In New Zealand or Australia?
In Australia.
Oh, I don't know about Australia. I just know New Zealand's like cruising. Like New Zealand, April 5th had 89 cases. Then nothing higher than 12 cases until August 28th of this year. They had 84 and then it's dropping down again. So, but New Zealand and, you know, they're different. So
crazy.
I did see a thing though that more people on 9/11 yesterday died of COVID than actually died in 9/11. So that's interesting.
Where?
Just in the US.
What?
Oh yeah. People are all over the place, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's a fair comparison, though.
Well, no, it's a...
Because the people that died in 9/11, you know, if that didn't happen, those people wouldn't all have died, you right. know, at some point in the next 6 months. Not that all, yeah. the people that are in that COVID death classification are, but you can bet that there are people that got, just like we talked about months ago, but people that had a heart attack that had COVID, that goes down as that.
Oh, it was the day before 9/11. There was more deaths from COVID. Yesterday, there was only 691, so hey, we're on the right path. That's how you know America's like messed up, just with like mass shootings and stuff, just because it was like, you know, it's an old joke, but it'd be like, oh, there's only, you know, 10 people died in that shooting. And it's still like insane that people die, but it's not a huge number. So everybody's like, oh, it was only 10. So.
Yeah, it's not good. It's hard. It's hard, man. It's really interesting actually to go back and listen to some of our earlier podcasts. I remember one, honestly, I was still doing the podcast in my office at work. And I was talking about how hard it is to find information.
Yeah.
And now not only is that even harder, but you're bombarded with information that's flat out just wrong. You know what I mean? Or it's information that that's tailored to fit in a narrative, whether it's one way or the other, it doesn't matter. But it's horrible, man. So anyways, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
move on. I had a cool, interesting experience the other day, and I'll start it with, I'm sure you have, but it's always interesting to me when you're in a public setting or, you know, you're around people you don't know, and somehow you find a common interest, or whether they say something or you say something, or, you know what I mean? Then you just immediately just start talking about something. Have you ever had that? I'm sure you've had that happen, right?
Oh yeah. I had it happen yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably with the card guy or something.
It was in a card shop yesterday. Yeah. I'll tell mine after yours.
So I had a long day in Casper last week where I actually had to climb a water tank, and we did some inspections up in this water tank. It was like 120 feet off the ground. And it was kind of a cool day. I got some cool pictures of that, and it was for work. And anyways, got done with that about like 2. Well, I had a board meeting in Casper at 6:30. So I'm like, all right, working from my car, working remote. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to grab a haircut. So I scheduled a haircut. I went in. I was waiting for my turn.
Where'd you go?
I just go to Great Clips because I get a haircut like every 4 to 5 weeks roughly. So, and I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. I'm like, crap, I got to go pretty soon. And there's like 2 people in there, and they're taking forever. And this one older dude walks in, and this is random, and I never even connected the dots that I was going to tell this story to you, but he had a Wyoming Machinery hat on.
Oh, heck yeah.
And older guy,
what was his name?
I don't remember. I should have wrote it down.
Because of the notes in your story, where you're going with this, like, I almost guarantee it's probably one of 2 people there that are like main shot callers there. So that's kind of interesting.
So anyways, we're just standing there. There's not a lot of people around. And I had been in there for 20 minutes. I looked outside, and there was a really nice black Bentley Continental sitting in the parking lot. And my car was like parked one aisle in front of him. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I looked out and I looked back at this guy, and I was like, what are the odds to myself? I was like, what are the odds this guy is driving this Bentley? Yeah. But I just like turned to him. I was like, hey, are you driving the Bentley by chance? He's like, I am. He's like, it was my dream car. I just got it. And I was like, oh, wow. Congrats. And like, literally, we just start talking about cars. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like out of nowhere. And then I chatted with him for 10 minutes and we both got, there's two people cutting hair. And we both got sat to cut hair at the same time. And then we just went our separate ways. But I just thought that was really weird how if I don't look out there and I don't say something, we don't have a 10 or 15 minute conversation about cars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I have no idea who the guy was.
See, and we're different in that aspect because especially with cars and probably only with cars, I hate complimenting people on cars because I almost feel like it's feeding their ego, especially if it's a Bentley. Like, you know, that guy's like, he's just obnoxiously rich.
I thought
I don't want to like make him feel even better about himself. Like in my mind, I'm like, that's a sick car, but I'd never want to like, dude, sick. And then they're just like, yeah, I know. You know, here's $100. You pee on, get out of my face.
I had the same thought. Like I could say this and he could be like, yeah, that's mine. And then like sniff and thumb his nose and just turn away from me. But then like we start talking about other stuff. Cause then he was like, you know, do you drive an interesting car or whatever? And I was like, I do. I actually drive that SS, the Chevy out there. And so we started talking about that. And I don't know. It was just, I didn't get that sense of like superiority, which was nice.
And the thing is too, is that's kind of, to me, that feels like a Wyoming thing. Like you can compliment somebody on their car, and because everybody in Wyoming is just like chill for the most part and pretty friendly. Like you're not going to run into that guy. That's like, you do that in California and the guy's going to sue you for looking at his car.
Right.
But yeah, I think it is cool. And it is super interesting. That concept of just like, even just like little things, like I just think about the time when the nightmare we had trying to get back from Vegas a couple years ago, and Allegiant Air like kept delaying our flight and canceling our flight. And then everybody on the flight, our shared misery made us all like best friends. It's kind of the same thing. Like we don't know anybody, and our shared misery, we'd look at each other like these fucking guys, you know what I mean? And then we all end up at the same hotel and you're walking around and, you know, you have that little talk and conversation, and then, you know, you go about your way, and the next day you see each other and you're like high fiving that you're finally get out of there. It's like, it's just your shared misery brings people together. So only in that situation now across the country that doesn't work, but.
Well, that's the other thing, I guess, that it was enjoyable, is to just have a conversation about something
other,
you know,
than
that we both had some limit. You know, he knew, I don't know a lot about Bentleys other than I really like the way they look, and I knew it was a Continental, and and so I was like, is that the W12 or is that the 8-cylinder? And it was the big full-blown W12, you know, 600 horsepower. Yeah, that's crazy. It was a cool car.
He probably has to be rich just to fill that thing up with gas right now too.
Oh, I can only imagine. He said what did he tell me? He was telling me a story. He's like, I just got it back from the shop, and I was like, uh-oh. And he basically said like some, what the heck was it? It wasn't an air filter. It wasn't quite that simple, but it was a little minimal part, like maybe some sort of oil cooler or some small thing had to be replaced. And to replace this one little tiny thing that only costs like $150, which is crazy because it's a Bentley, they had to take the entire engine out.
Oh my God. It's so stupid.
So $150 part, and it costs like, you know, $5,000 to get it fixed.
That's so stupid.
It actually connects too. Cause if you watch that Top Gear special where Jeremy drives the Bentley, remember when he tries to fix the thing and he's like, how the hell, you can't even get to anything.
Right. Yeah.
So it kind of added up in my head. I just like clicked when he said that. I was like,
oh. Yeah.
But anyways.
I had a pretty similar, you know, interaction with strangers yesterday. We had gone to Rapid for I needed some new clothes. And then I went to like two card shops there and Hobby Lobby, you know, just the regular day out. And the second card shop that I went to, well, the first one that we went to, we bumped into this guy. Like I'd grabbed some cards and was waiting in line and bumped into this guy, and he saw like my Spearfish shirt and was like, hey, I just moved there, you know? And we're like, oh, cool. Nice to meet you. Welcome aboard and all that stuff. And, the second card shop, Carly stayed in the car to to pump and to, you know, just, she didn't really want to sit in the card shop the whole time. And so I'm like flipping through all the value stuff, and that guy walks into the card shop and I was like, oh, hey. And he's talking to the guy at the that runs the place, and he ends up buying like a box of super expensive cards. And then he just sat down next to me and he's like, hey, I'm going to rip these. Is it okay if I sit here? And I was like, yeah, that's cool. He had pulled like some crazy football cards that he was trying to sell, like some legit crazy football cards. And so he opened up this like $150 box of cards. And then he was like, who do you collect? And I was just like, not really thinking of it, but I was just like, I collect players, not really teams. And then he's like, oh, well, any of these like base ones interest you? And I was like, no, but he pulled a couple nice ones and I was like, oh, actually I collect that guy. Like just being a, you know, a goofball. But then there was another guy there ripping cards, and then a bunch of teenagers came in and were like, you know, opening up Pokemon cards. Like, so it's kind of that same idea, like a common interest. Like it was easy to strike up a conversation with those people. The weird thing though happened towards the end. So I'm like standing, waiting to pay. And, the door, like the dinger goes off and I like look over at the door and these two rough looking people walk into the shop. And, first thing I notice is they're around their shoulders. They both are carrying, like assault rifles.
What?
Yeah. and like they're short people, Todd. And the first couple steps, and I'll get to where why I wasn't concerned. The first couple steps, you could hear the end of the gun, the barrel, hitting the floor every time they took a step because they were super short and it was hanging off their shoulder. But the end of the barrel was also orange. So,
for like an airsoft or something.
Yeah, for people that don't know, like that's they kind of have to have those on there, or else that's. I mean, I guess you could walk around the streets of Rapid with an AR, but I wouldn't recommend it. and they also just didn't have like a mag in there either. So, you know, I wasn't worried, you know, like I didn't think people were coming to shoot up a random Magic the Gathering card store. But it definitely was one of those things where like, I quickly was like, who am I throwing in the way if I have to kind of thing. but what made it crazy was like, Carly was in the car that was kind of out in front and she saw those two walking down the sidewalk with those guns and then into the store, and her first reaction was like, what is going on? And then like cops were flying by for like some unrelated incident. So Jeez. It was just like a moment of chaos, and it's 9/11, so it's just like, oh my God, what is happening today?
No kidding. That's crazy.
But then I just paid and, you know, just walked out. And I mean, like, it's also the same kind of people that I feel like have probably never shot an actual gun. You know what I'm saying? Like dusty, like old wife beater on both of them. The like tank top. I don't know. I don't know what else to call it, but, a wife beater tank top and like, you know, just like, how the Grinch stole Christmas, pajama bottoms and like Crocs, you know what I mean? haven't been clean in a while. So I don't know what the end game is to walk around with a fake AR on your shoulder, but there's weird people out there. So I didn't say anything, and I just walked. I took a wide berth around them just in case. So,
jeez, that's odd.
Yeah, it was really weird. Rapid's weird though, dude. There's people are dying left and right over there.
I heard that actually. That yeah. A friend that used to live there moved back to Gillette because he's like, it's going downhill fast, and I was like, oh,
it's yeah. There's anything by the mall, the north side of Rapid is just getting shot up daily. So
damn.
No thanks.
Yeah. Stay away.
Yeah, for sure. But other than that, yeah, it was a pretty chill day. Went and had a nice little day out. And then today is just literally laying around till the week starts up again. And yeah.
Back to a full week, 5 day or instead of a 4 day.
Oh, I know. I'm already like not enjoying my job that much this year. And the idea of having like a full week is I'm already considering not, I'm like, I'm feeling sick tomorrow.
Well, I can lift your spirits.
Yeah.
We are approaching the time of year though, where that we've got some of the best holidays and they come fairly regularly. So that's nice.
Yeah.
It's not like that New Year's till Memorial Day, like 4.5 months.
Right. And it's nice because school always sprinkles in random days off here and there for in service and, you know, at the end of a grade check and stuff like that. So that's always nice. But I wish, and this is like a small school thing only. I wish we had it like back in the day when we were in school at our hometown, and they still do this. They call it high impact days because too many people are gone for whatever reason. They just shut the school down.
Oh,
like if the football team is gone, the volleyball team is gone, and like one teacher is out because they're coaching, like that's the whole school. So they would just give everybody the day off. And they used to do it for like the first day of hunting season, because I know a lot of people would take that time off and go hunting. So they'd just be like, ah, it's a high impact day. Or like track season, when the whole school is in track except for like four kids, they'd just be like, yeah, we're closing down today. I wish we would do that. That'd be cool.
I wish I could do that at my office too. But
you could do anything. You could wear shorts and call high impact day. but either way, yeah, there you go. We have a couple, you know, days off coming up here. Like it's a lot of four day weeks, you know, splattered in throughout the school year. And then, you know, you cross your fingers every once in a while to have a snow day. That's always nice.
Yeah, that's true.
But the only thing that sucks is they kind of have been leaning towards snow days or virtual days. Like kids are still expected to do stuff.
Oh,
and nobody's going to do anything. Like, I don't think that's the issue, but it's like, let the kids have a snow day. Like that's like a big deal when you're a kid, especially like younger, and, you know, like elementary and middle school age, when it's like, hey, you don't have school today, it's a snow day. And then like the whole world is your oyster. You know what I mean? It's like the best long day you've ever had in your life. I think we should just let kids have those days. Cause there's a lot accomplished on those days. Every time I say this as the word snow day, I'm directly thinking of the old school movie called Snow Day, where it's like the guy trying to get the girl, and the kids are trying to stop the snow plow from plowing the street so they can have another snow day. What a good show.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
That's a way good one.
Yeah. What were you just talking about?
Just going back to work.
Oh yeah. And the upcoming holiday season, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It hits a little different too, because it's like, obviously, like my daughter's still pretty young, but like it'll be her first Halloween, her first Thanksgiving, and Christmas. So like I'm looking forward to that, especially around Christmas. She's gonna be like 9 months old, so she's really gonna like kind of be able to experience like the cool lights and the snow and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to that whole experience.
Heck yeah!
But
that'll be good.
Yeah, which I'm also not looking forward to it because, like, I'll be honest, Todd, this is like the 20th year in a row where my weight is not where I want it to be at going into the fall season. And I guarantee the fall season is an easy 20 every time. So I'm worried about what the end of the fall season. I could literally be, I could literally be one of the characters from the movie WALL-E, just being hover weird to wheelchaired all over the place. So
smash cut to our podcast being sponsored by like Rascal Scooters.
Yeah. Speaking of Rascal Scooters, here in the Yost mansion, we are having all the hallways widened to like basically to fit two golf carts going either direction, because I just want a golf cart up and down the Yost estate as much as I can.
That's a really good point. Like people that drive those scooters, like why wouldn't just go for the full blown, just go golf cart.
Just go golf cart. Cause like,
it's a great point.
I feel like they're easier to get in and out of too.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know. Definitely. Have you ever used a Walmart wheelchair for anything?
No, never have.
I used it once and it died halfway through the experience. So I was back at like electronics and had to limp my way back to the front.
I only see them like in the middle of the parking lot in the winter. And I just see some dude out there that works there. Some high school kid that's just like shaking his head. Like, oh yeah, my God, how am I going to get this back in through 3 inches of slush and ice? Cause it's dead.
you know, what's crazy about Walmart is I'm pretty sure they're giving people raises or bonuses for just showing up to work.
Yeah, I think I've heard. I did hear.
Like, if you show up 3 days in a row, you get like a 50-cent bonus.
Yeah, I think that's true. But they apparently, we should really have somebody that works there verify this. But apparently, they used to give out quarterly bonuses to full-time employees, and I just heard they got rid of that.
I just don't love the idea of like you getting paid extra to do your job at the bare minimum.
We can't get anybody to do anything, so.
Yeah. I just think like, I'm okay with the incentive of getting people to show up, but like, make it a month of not missing a shift. Don't make it 3 days. Anybody could do something for 3 days. I've accidentally ate salad 3 days in a row. Like
accidentally. Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems like, I don't know. And I know like, some of the things that I kind of like is the, you know, if the weather sucks and you're like one of the cart people, like they pay you more if it's like below a certain temperature, above a certain temperature. That's kind of nice. But I also don't, you know, just, we don't need it. You know what I mean? Just get back to the old days of just doing your job because that's your job.
Yeah, no, but absolutely.
I'm sure you've seen this quote somewhere before. I've heard it from Joe Rogan and I've heard it from just, I don't know who came up with it, but it's the hard times create soft, hard men create soft times, soft yep. times create soft men, soft time, soft men create hard times kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Hard times create hard men. And I definitely think that like we're in the turnaround where I think we're in the soft men, hard times phase. So I'm thinking the hard men, and I mean men as in the population, not like men specifically, hard people are going to be coming out the other side here soon, which could be 10 years from now.
We've left soft times.
Yep. Yep.
And are progressing into hard and harder times.
Yeah.
And people are marshmallow soft.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's like, the millennials, I've seen things that it's like, a picture of, you know, Kermit the Frog, that meme where it's like Kermit the Frog just drinking his tea, mind his own business. And it's like millennials going through their third once in a lifetime economic recession. And it's just like Kermit drinking his, and I just think it's funny just how like just messed up. I mean, we're millennials. So like I'm going to say that we're the greatest generation of all time, but like, I feel like our generation has been through some stuff. Like, yes, we haven't been to war and stuff like that. But we've seen some shit, I feel like, so.
Yeah. I never know what to think about some of those. I there's a meme that's like your parents when they were 30, three bedroom, yeah. two bath house with two kids.
Yeah.
You in your 30s living with your same parents.
Yeah. You're still in their same bedroom.
Yeah.
I saw this thing too, and you know, I don't know what it is, but it showed like the net worth of each person. Was it based on the year they graduated or? Yeah, I think it was the year they graduated high school, and it was just like our, you know, 10-year span, like we're just worth nothing.
Oh, really? I'd be curious to see that. Yeah.
I'll have to see if I can find it and send it to you, because it's just like the people before us were still, housing was still affordable and stuff like that, but then like our generation and up, not just like that specific time, but it's like it just keeps getting lower. Like people are worth like $14,000, you know, $2,000 and shit like that. So it's just, I don't know, nobody's buying anything and like keeping it for a long amount of time, or people are just continuing to rent or whatever. So
yeah, it's a weird time, man. Yeah. There will be a moment on this podcast, and I don't think it's super far out, where we're like, can you believe the collapse of this? It's housing or stock market or whatever.
It is. Oh yeah,
but it's coming.
Well, the stock market after the whole GameStop and AMC internet meme stock like debacle, I feel like it still hasn't recovered. Like I still see people pumping money into goofy stocks trying to just mess up everything. So. I don't know.
Oh yeah, they definitely are. People are, they learn that they can get away with some of it, but
yeah,
I mean, it's still quite high as far as the main markets go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only thing I want to like legitimately tank is just the price of fast food. Actually, no, what would be beneficial for me is if they just put a fast food tax on fast food. Like, and I'm talking like, you want a taco from Taco John's, $25, like make it obscene. To where like we just can't, but then you're gonna have like black market tacos and stuff. So I don't know if I want to get in that game either.
You just make tacos at home and everybody just drives up to your front door.
Yeah, you just yell out your window, Taco Tuesday, and everybody just comes running.
Yeah. You just white smoke through the chimney, like you elected a new pope.
just an underground, just like the speakeasies back in the day. You're just like, you got a trunk load of tacos and you're just you're trying to run from the cops.
Those are all for me.
Yeah. So
crazy. Hell, I want to touch on one thing that's been on here for a million years. And yeah. Then I was going to see, I got a rank that I want to bring back and throw at you.
I saw that and I'm going to disappoint on that rank.
Okay. And then I think the other one that I want to ask you about is the last thing on the list, and I'm going to wait to bring it up. So
yeah.
The one though, that's been on here forever, I wrote down swinging a hammer.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've built a decent amount of stuff, right?
Right. Yeah.
With my family growing up or on my own once I bought a house or this or that. I'm not a carpenter or a framer or anything like that, but I've done.
You are an engineer though.
That's true. And I've done enough staking on engineering jobs, road jobs. I've swung a hammer up a lot, more than the average person.
Right.
I would say.
Really?
But,
okay.
But the distance between the average person or, you know, let's just say I'm just right at average or slightly above. From there to a guy that swings a hammer for a living, it's a chasm, right? It's the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
And so like my father-in-law is basically a carpenter, runs his own business and swings a hammer. I would argue every day. So, but the weird thing about swinging a hammer is the opposite of riding a bike.
Okay.
If you don't swing a hammer for 3 months, 6 months, you go to hit something and you're like, you just take your finger off. it's the weirdest thing. It just like you lose it. You know what I mean? You lose the timing. You lose some of that, like those specific muscles for it. At least I've noticed that. I don't know.
It's a weird skill because it's a fine motor skill at the end of the day, but it requires gross movement.
Yeah. You know and it what I mean? Takes
like,
a ton.
It combines both. Like it's like a golf swing. Like you're doing a very particular thing with a lot of muscles. Like a very small thing with a lot of muscles.
Yeah.
And then hand-eye coordination and all that. So
I'd be curious to ask somebody like my father-in-law who does or has swung a hammer a ton. If he didn't swing a hammer for a year and then you go back, you think you'd be the same. Like, you know what I mean? Ever has had those lap gaps where it's like, oh yeah, I got to get better at this again. You know, get my skill back up.
I think a person in the industry that their life is swinging a hammer, it probably won't ever be like riding a bike or like that. I mean,
yeah,
because that's ingrained in them. Where if like for me, because I think I've swung a hammer 4 times in my whole life, and all four times I hit my thumb. but I realistically it's something I don't do all the time, so I've never gotten proficient at it. So I think if I did it for a month and then took a month off, I'm going to be awful again. But like him, he's probably just blindfolded striking every time. So.
The other hilarious thing about swinging a hammer is even though I've done it enough times, when you do pick it back up and I'm trying to drive a wooden stake or something in the field or drive a nail or anything, you know, I can tell, I know when I'm swinging the hammer, like I look like an idiot.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're not in practice, you can definitely tell somebody doesn't know what
they're doing. Oh yeah. I feel very feminine when I swing a hammer. Just holding it too close to the head of the hammer and just doing like little taps. I think that would be an interesting. So I say this to anybody who will listen, that when we die, I want to have access. I want to be able to sit down at a computer and that computer has access to every weird stat about me ever. The movie I watched the most, the song I listened to the most, the amount of times I took a poop, the amount of times I stubbed my toe, how many times I fell down, everything. I would love to see my hammer accuracy. Like how many times I've swung a hammer and how many times I successfully hit the whatever I'm hammering. Hammer I would love stats, to see that stat.
7.1%.
I think that'd be the coolest thing. And you know, God, if you're listening, let's get this figured out. I'll fund it if we need to. I want to be able to see stats. Like, you know, how many hours I slept, how many hours I was sitting, just like goofy stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like just, it's just a world of possibilities of the stats I want to see. So
yeah,
my most eaten food, which hands down is a burrito or a taco. I think with my daughter, I think I need to rearrange how she's eating now that I think about it. I don't think I'm going to introduce her into knives and forks and spoons, Todd. I think starting today, I'm going to do her mushed up peas inside of a tortilla shell. The only thing she's going to know growing up is tortilla. Everything is in a tortilla.
There you go.
So she just grows up never needing utensils. Hot soup, put it in a tortilla. Slice of pizza, put it in a tortilla.
That's right.
So.
Heck yeah.
But before anybody takes that seriously, no, I'm not going to do that to my daughter. So
he's going to put chopsticks in her hands.
Yeah, she's going to be. I can kind of use chopsticks. I'm not too bad at it.
Yeah, I can kind of do it.
But I only eat sushi, so it's not like I'm trying to pick up a grain of rice.
One grain of rice is easy, but trying to eat a bowl of rice with chopsticks is like the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, and noodles. Noodles are kind of frustrating too.
But if you know, I don't know how we got here, but if you watch somebody that does do it, they literally put the bowl like right by their mouth and they just
It's a scoop and suck motion for sure, which is also the name of my, no, never mind. but yeah, when you go to like ramen restaurants, like authentic ramen restaurants, I've always thought it was like interesting watching, you know, Anthony Bourdain or whoever's, you know, eating authentic ramen, like slurping is encouraged. Like you have to introduce oxygen to the broth and the nudes. So, so yeah, they're not really doing, they're not breaking the internet with their noodle skills and chopsticks. That's for sure.
No, for sure.
But back to the swinging a hammer thing. Cause you know, next year I'd like to build a new deck in our backyard and I'd like to do the majority of it myself. Which I don't see why I wouldn't be able to. It might take 5 years because I'm too like analytical. Like for somebody who doesn't do carpentry and home improvement stuff ever, if you were to look at the actual amount of time I spend on things, I'm probably an expert. Because like to hang a TV is a 24-hour project for me. And it's 10,000 hours to become an expert. So I genuinely think I could be an expert in something because I can't just dive in and just do it without like research and YouTube videos and Reddit and everything else. So I need to know all the tips and tricks before I jump in.
Definition, expert by definition, but not by practice.
No, I don't do anything by practice. Everything I do in life is theoretical. Like theoretically, I know how to lose weight and how to exercise. I've trained a champion in powerlifting and I know how it works, but I, in practice, literally an asshole. I don't know how to do it. So I am, call me theoretical kid. So
I will.
All right. There you go.
Are you ready to, dig into my rank topic?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be disappointing, but I do think so.
Well, I don't know why. We'll see if it's disappointing.
Yeah.
So I put on our ranking list, since we haven't done one for a little while, shoe type. Mm-hmm. So, and I just jotted a few like examples down, but so like I was thinking like a sneaker, which would be like a tennis shoe. I would even say maybe a basketball shoe, just like a training shoe, you know, sandal, a boot, like a loafer, a dress shoe. What am I missing here? I know there's more.
I don't know. Probably, no, I think you got it all. I think you got it all.
Yeah, there's probably something else, but that's enough. That's enough, right? Let's rank. We can rank those five.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do my list right away.
All right. You're going to start at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
The worst, I've never worn a loafer. Because the problem with shoe type and me is I can't wear most shoes.
Yeah, you got some big
because ones. I've got the size 16 clompers. So I've never worn a loafer. I've never worn a dress shoe. Oh, that's not true. I wore one for my wedding and it was the most uncomfortable shoe I've ever worn in my life. Because it was a size 15. They didn't have size 16, so there you go. Mm. Boots I have, so I'm automatically going to put dress at the bottom. Loafer at 4, because I've never worn them. Boot, I have a lot of experience in boots, but not cowboy boots. But I've worn a lot of steel toe in my day.
Yep.
And I don't mind steel toe. I wore, I really liked, I wore Keen steel toe boots.
Yep.
They were super comfortable and they were pretty light. So I don't mind boots, but they'll be third. I'm going to also put in there with slip on under sandal. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like a nice slip on. I think sneakers going to be two, slip on sandals one, but my true number one is barefoot.
Yep.
Because I don't wear anything else throughout. When I go to work every day, it's, you know, khakis barefoot or jeans. Yeah, I wish, honestly. It's khaki or jeans, a polo, and or when it's cold out, you know, like a hoodie or something. And then it's always a sneaker. And then like occasionally like a dude shoe. Yeah. And then when we like have basketball games, I just wear a very nice pair of white Nikes with like khakis. So I don't mess with the dress game.
Don't mess with the dress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Theoretically, I understand their purpose, but in practice they suck.
Yeah.
So
I threw it down because I just thought it'd be interesting to get your thoughts, because it's hard to rank them. At least I get totally where you're coming from with the loafer and the dress, and just that's a struggle, right? To get something that fits, and you'd have to get something online that's going to cost $1 million. And
right.
But for me, it's like, do I weigh comfort or like aesthetic or function, or you know what I mean? So it's a little bit tricky to rank for me. But so I would put loafer at the bottom. I do have a couple pairs. Like I was thinking like, you know, almost like a boat shoe or something flat.
Yeah.
Minimal, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like canvas, like the shoe part, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or leather. I'm honestly, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to put sandal slip-ons at four.
Really?
I like it. They're bold, comfortable. But I don't particularly like how they look with pants or short. I don't know. Obviously sandals I'm wearing sandals right now, so shoot holes in my own theory here, but.
Are you wearing slides or sandals?
Sandals.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a big guy. I'm not a big slides guy.
Slides just come across as like drug dealerish to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the same category there.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna put a boot at number three, just purely based on function. I've got about 7 million pairs of boots, whether it's for when it's 95 out or 30 below. So, good boots make a big difference too. If you have crappy boots, they're gonna be last. But
and you can get a really nice dress boot too.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think a dress shoe is like a leather low top, with a little heel on it. Where you can get like some nice chukka boots, you can get some nice like, you know, just really nice looking boots that aren't for work and stuff. You just pair it with a nice pair of jeans or something. So,
yep, I'm gonna go dress shoes at two, just because I like shoes and I kind of like pairing a nice pair of dress shoes with an outfit. I know that sounds crazy. I don't wear them a ton though. I don't know. I have a lot of them, but I don't wear them a ton. They're not super comfortable, right? They're bad for your toe shape. They have no toe box, that kind of stuff. But
yeah, you're a big toe box guy.
Yeah. And then I got to go sneaker at one. I don't know how you don't. So much range. You know what I mean? Whether it's a pair of nice Nikes or I've been wearing those Ultras literally like almost a daily basis with the no drop, with the good toe box, because they're just black. So I can wear them with jeans and a button up, and like I can wear them to work. It's a no-brainer. But
yeah,
you can work out in them, you can do whatever. So yeah, not a shocker at number one, but
yeah, it'd be nice to have normal size feet, that's for sure.
Can you imagine a toba, like getting a toba, like buying those same shoes that I have in like a 16? It'd be like a baseball mitt in the front.
I'm looking at them now, and they don't have any cool colors.
No, they're limited. That's why it was like pretty much solid black. There was a solid white for a while, but they sell out like immediately.
Yeah, they do have some like high tops that aren't too bad, but I don't like the colorway. So not going to happen.
Yep.
So I hope that like my daughter, and then, you know, if we have another kid too, I hope they don't have like giant feet, because it's a pain in the ass. Like they like, I don't know, just being big in general is a pain. And then you add on just being like fat also, like it's a pain to find clothes, man. The only thing that I love, and I dare you to defy this, is go. What brand of jean do you wear?
Pants. I've moved to almost entirely Lucky brand jeans.
Okay, I don't know much about Lucky.
They got a tiny bit of stretch to them.
That's where I'm going with this.
And they're dark, so they look good with a button up, and I can wear them at work.
If you're anybody out there, if you're buying jeans and they don't have stretch in them, like the word stretch or whatever the fiber is that stretches, you're living in the past. Because like I've got a pair of Levi's, Levi 541s, I believe they are, athletic cut, that are basically just wearing sweatpants. Remember how like last week I was like, I'm just going to buy pants and put like an elastic band up top.
Yep.
That's basically what these are. The only thing that sucks is like you literally can't wash them very much.
I know.
Because they break down pretty fast.
Yep.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks because it is easy to friggin' stain things. But the most comfortable, like day one when you put them on, I could do a cartwheel for sure. I could do the splits if I wanted to. I don't really want to, but I could. And they're just super comfortable. You know what I mean? So that's my recommendation, is go out and get you a pair of stretch pants.
they must have come so far in like the last 10 years. I mean, that didn't exist when we were in high school. I had like versions of Levi's and everything, and they were just stiff as hell.
I also didn't wear pants in high school either.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember literally wearing sweats with shorts under them like my whole high school career.
Yeah.
So
you could get away with it.
Funny story is, and the kid that I'm going to be talking about knows, he'll know I'm talking about him because it's the only kid that I know that has done this, but like they have to do when they're seniors, they have to do like a senior research project and present in front of the community and then like a classroom and stuff. And it's on any topic they want. And it's kind of what determines if you graduate or not. So it's kind of a big deal. But this one kid, he showed up to school and they have to dress up and everything. And I was like, you look good today. And he's like, did you even notice that I'm wearing like Nike sweatpants? And his dress pants were Nike black sweatpants, but I couldn't tell. And I was like, that's genius. Like he's awesome. So comfortable and he just doesn't buy dress pants. And I was like, nobody's going to know. And I just was like, good for you. You know what? Good for you. Heck pushing the envelope. So
that's sweet.
Yeah. I'm jealous that I didn't think of it. Which is the whole reason why I got into wanting to be a PE teacher, because then I could just wear shorts and sneakers all day. So, but here I am, not a PE teacher.
not doing it, yep.
Yeah, so. But that's a whole other thing, so.
what's been going on in your world, man? What have you been thinking about?
Not much, man. I didn't write anything down this week for the people that are wondering. I could definitely, that's the thing is like, I'm pretty decent at just like going off like of random thoughts. And then like last week where I write something down and I don't know what it means. So that happens once in a while. Not much though, man. Kind of just been coasting. I was talking to Carly about it yesterday. And without going into a ton of detail, but I definitely feel like I'm in a rut right now with everything where I'm just coasting. You know what I mean? Like nothing, I'm not obsessed with anything right now. Even though like, you know, I'm collecting cards and reselling cards and stuff. But I'm not obsessed with anything right now. Nothing is lighting my fire. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I definitely feel like I'm just kind of coasting through life right now and I don't like it. So I don't know what to do. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to get out of ruts. I've been a rut guy for a while.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to stay, you know, like you just said, like coasting. Cause it's like, it doesn't, everybody's got a different set of situation or circumstances that kind of just makes you coast for a while. But like, it's pretty, yours, you just had several months off. You're back to school. You know, you spent a bunch of time with the kid and it's kind of like a little bit of a letdown. You know what I mean? You have to kind of get back into the swing of things, get the wheels turning again. But like, yeah, you just have to find what works. Like I've been, I got my back. I'm getting the shots in my back this next week. So I'm really hoping you know, to make that work. And then hopefully I can start doing, being more active as far as like actual training and exercising goes, just because that helps me keep the wheels turning. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But because I would argue that I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm just kind of floating along right now.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just indifferent to anything right now. Like I'm pretty, it's like weird because I'm pretty miserable at my job. Like, and it has nothing to do with like the day-to-day stuff. It's just like, it just doesn't, it's not rewarding anymore right now. But also at the same time, it's like, well, I'm grateful that I have a job. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
I never want people to think that like, oh, you know, there's hundreds of people that would love to do what you do. And like, yeah, that's, I get that. And that's why I like doing it, because it's a sought after job. I just want more. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of naive for anybody to take a statement like that and be like, oh, well, he's upset about that. Like everybody's got those moments or periods where it's just like, you're kind of like blah at work or at whatever. So, but it'll, I mean, like I said, get the wheels turning again and hopefully you'll get it cranked up and then you'll have Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's the thing that sucks about teaching it though, is like, and I you know, I'm speaking for myself, but I'm assuming there's other teachers that have felt this too, especially early in your career, where like the holidays is like the beginning of the school year is like a huge high, because it's like you're with the kids again, you're new atmosphere, everything's new, and you're cruising. And then when Christmas comes around, like a lot of people start feeling burnout a little bit. And so I'm hoping, I'm already feeling this burnout, I'm hoping it doesn't get lower than this, but we'll see, I guess. I'm sure I'll be talking about it enough, but
yeah.
But I don't know. It's also like we're rolling up on a year of doing the podcast, and looking back at things, when you start to look back at things, when you've done something for a year, in this case, the podcast, it's hard not to reflect back and be like, holy shit, I've done nothing in a year. You know what I mean? I mean, yes, I've had a kid and everything, but like personal goals, I've just done. When Sober October rolls around and we have that discussion again, I'm going to be worse off than I was a year ago. And that's so defeating feeling.
It is.
So it's like, I don't know. It's that's why I hate reflecting, because first off, it's a mirror and I'm looking at myself, but just like, then you really are like, holy crap, I didn't do anything. I had a whole year to get shit done. I did nothing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm also grateful that I, you know, have a job and have a house and, you know, somewhat have my health and all that stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's gonna be an interesting fall, that's for sure.
Yep.
There's a lot of things I'm looking forward to, but a lot of things I'm not looking forward to. So,
yeah, we're definitely going to have that Sober October conversation, because I plan on doing something in October. So,
yeah. And I don't, and like, I don't drink. So, like, I got to come up with something that's reasonable, because I sucked last year. So, I got to come up with something reasonable. Maybe I'll start thinking about, you know, asking kids. I don't really want to do Sober October with kids in my class, because that's, it's kind of messed up. But, maybe I'll see like what they would do for, you know, something like that, and just piggyback on their ideas. So,
put some stakes or something on it, get like some incentive.
Something that I think would be interesting to do, and I don't know how you would frame it or anything and how you would present it to the world, but I would love to like go back to high school, not like in the sense of like Bishop Sycamore, where I want to just like smash kids on the football field. But like, I want to like take the semester finals of all the classes and just see like how I would do through each year. Like, could I pass freshman year right now? That's what I want to know. I feel like I could. There's some classes I would definitely struggle in, but I definitely feel like I could. And then just do it every year and just see if I could graduate high school right now without any preparation. That would be super interesting to me, but also I could see that being very bad for some teachers and stuff, because it's like, if somebody's able to graduate your class without any, I just killed a spider in case anybody's wondering what that sound was. if I were to pass somebody's like, you know, biology class without any studying, just taking your final, then maybe it's too easy? Or would that just be, I don't know. Would that mean it's too easy, or does that just mean I'm too smart?
If you were to able to say this is your first time in biology or whatever, I would say maybe it's too easy.
I'd say it's too easy, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Or you just did a really good job teaching, I guess.
I maybe. But I mean, like, you don't even show up to any of the lectures. You just get the final handed to you and you just go from there. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, you're either just like a genius or, yeah, it's way too easy.
Certain subjects I think I would be fine in. Like most sciences I feel like I'd be fine in. But like English, I still don't know how to use a comma.
Like, you mean like go back and take a final, like right now with what you know right now?
Yeah, like if like right now in January when our finals are, I walk into the biology class, I sit down, teacher knows I'm me, you know, hey, he knows what I'm doing, hands me the final, and I just take it in that same 90 minutes all the other kids do.
You should do it.
Just see what I probably could, but I want to know
just get the test afterwards and then like go take it at home and then have them grade it.
I want to know how to monetize that though, like how to present that to the world so I can make money off of it.
That's also like a little dangerous because you turn it back in and you get like a 15 out of 100 and they're like, why are you teaching?
It's true. But also it's not my field of study. If I did that and failed the PE final, which I don't think anybody in the history has failed a PE final, then I could see them being like, what are you doing here? but like some of the classes, there's no way. Like that we have like the higher level, like physics 1 and physics 2 classes. Dog, I'm not passing that class. There's no way. So
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Just because I
don't do it. Yeah. If you were a math teacher, maybe don't go take a math final just to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't need that extra risk unless you're super confident.
Cause I've never had to teach a subject like that. Like I kind of have to just cover everything. I don't cover everything. I just, you know, I do a lot of helping kids with different like types of classes. I would be curious to see though, like that should be a part of like a teacher's evaluation is can you pass a final from like all grades of your subject area? And that's part of your final or your evaluation. Because if you're teaching history every day, like it's literally secondhand nature to know dates and key figures and all that stuff to you. You know what I mean? Like it shouldn't be hard to pass that test. So
well, I'd hope not.
I'd hope not too. I feel bad for social studies or government teachers across the country right now of like the last 2 years.
Oh.
That is a hostile classroom you're dealing with. And then not to mention all the changes they want to make to curriculum in that area. Like it's just going to be, it's going to be a shit show, I feel like, for social studies teachers from here on out.
Yeah. Social studies was pretty clear cut and dry when we were going through that.
Yeah. And like, I just know like teaching that during election year or even just during a COVID year would be a nightmare. Cause at the end of the day, you know, we're kind of not allowed to have opinions on that stuff.
Yeah.
Because then it could be seen as a bias in the classroom and then, you know, whatever. But I've heard some stories and I just feel bad for those teachers.
Yeah, so, no joke.
And then yeah, like I said, not to mention them wanting to basically erase history or what's taught to kids. And how it's taught to kids is kind of scary too. But that's a whole nother can of worms that I'm not educated enough to discuss. And I'm sure I'll trigger somebody off the face of the earth by whatever I have to say. So I'll avoid that like the plague. That's for sure.
Yep.
But yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Who knows, man? What? I don't know. I'm thinking we may have to call it a day. I got to go get my wings turned and get them off.
Yep. You got anything you're recommending this week?
Oh, I do. I wrote a couple things down. I'll probably just say, where am I at here? This a year of stuff, by the way, is I got a lot of notes. It's hard to keep track. I didn't do a very good job with organization at the start.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But no, I found it. So I'm gonna keep it foot themed today.
Okay.
Recommendation is get some good socks.
Yeah.
Like whether you like ankle socks or mid socks or whatever, but get some nice, like get some socks that, you know, fit inside your shoes that are padded and that aren't all ratty and discolored.
Socks are expensive.
They are. I know.
Yeah, but they're worth it. Like, it is a big difference between, I've gotten a couple good packs of Walmart socks and that I'll wear until they explode. But like, when you get a nice pair of socks, it's a, it makes a huge difference.
So, there's like a, you can tell like when you go buy them, you know, I bought some Adidas socks the other day. I bought two different kinds and I should have known. One kind came with like six pairs and the other kind came with three, obviously, and they cost the same.
Yeah.
The three pairs are way better socks. You know what I mean? They're thicker. Sure. They get this, they actually, you can tell they stretch a little bit more and they're just more comfortable. So, and if you're willing to take the harassment, get yourself some toe socks because I'm a fan.
God, I would never. I will harass you into the ground. Yeah, that's what we. Yeah, go out, go to find toe socks anywhere online and use the code Todd's Toes for 25% off your purchase. Because I'm sure they are hurting for sales, so they'll take any coupon code you throw in there. That's a good socks is a good one though. I remember when I worked for Wyoming Machinery and I was always wearing steel toe boots, like the first month probably I was just rocking basic socks inside those boots and just my feet were miserable every single day. They'd get wet, they'd get freaking, you know, whatever. And then finally it's like, yeah, go buy some crazy good socks because you have the money to now. And wash them and take care of them and all that stuff. And like your feet, it's just a whole new ball game. So feet generally are disgusting, but at the end of the day, I mean, they're probably some of the most important parts of your body. Like to get you, they can crumble you fast if they're not taken care of. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So our recommendation this week is take care of your toesies. And you know, if somebody wants to pay you a ton of money for pictures of them, do that too. It doesn't hurt anybody. So if somebody was like, I will pay you, Yost, $1,000 for seven pictures a day of your feet, you best believe I'm taking 100 pictures a day. And then I'm just like doing auto text messages throughout the day. Like that doesn't bother me at all. Like, I, you know what I mean? And plus, if you got goofy feet, you could just Google feet and send them to people. I don't know. That's a weird tangent I just went on, but
it's a good one to end on.
Yeah. So, other than that, yeah. Thanks everybody again for listening and keeping the listening where it was before we took our summer break up. We're back where we were before, so we appreciate that. And we want to try some new things. We just haven't sat down and really dove into them yet, but there could be a video version coming out of the podcast soon as well as the audio version. And we'll figure something out. At some point we'll do an in-person one and then see how that is. And then Todd will just move to Spearfish. But cause I'm not moving to Cheyenne. So Todd will move to Spearfish and he'll start his own branch of the company here in Spearfish. And dude, speaking of, I know we were just about to end and I know those wings are calling your name and I'm going to send you a picture of it, but that roundabout that they're building in town, it's almost done, but they put a art piece in the middle of it and it is a monstrosity. It's called like the Hive because we're the Yellow Jackets, which I'm not 100% sure if Yellow Jackets even live in a hive, but I don't know. I thought it was called something else, but either way. And it blocks the whole, like if you're driving down the road, you can't see the whole west side of Spearfish. So the problem is that all the new things they've been putting in town and the barriers in the middle and stuff like that have just caused nothing but headaches for everybody. Like they're putting up trees. You can't see intersections anymore. So they put up this giant monstrosity and it's obnoxious. So,
I gotta correct you here or set you straight.
Yeah.
It's actually probably that size and that impeding
to distract. Purpose. Yeah. I kind of figured that because I know we've talked about that before.
You actually are not supposed to be able to see through a roundabout.
Through a roundabout.
Because if people are looking straight ahead, like they're driving down a road, you forget that there are people coming from the other way that you don't have stop. People don't stop.
That makes sense. It just looks crazy right now.
Yeah.
But on the medians that are going down the road on a certain part of off the interstate there, the shrubbery is out of control. Like if you're trying to shoot across, you can't see through the median to see if there's a car on the other side.
It's probably it's probably on purpose as well, because they don't want people doing that. But
yeah, well, but if they don't want people doing it, then they gotta do something, because it's like, it's definitely an option. It's not like going out of your way to shoot across traffic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they just have a bunch of stuff. It's a hot topic right now, but but either way, that thing is a monster. Somebody got paid a lot of money to just weld a bunch of pieces of metal together. So shout out to them. But either way, always nice. Good to talk to you, Todd. And we will we'll cruise through the week, and we'll get back together next weekend.
Sounds good, man. Have a good Sunday. Thanks, everybody.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.